Sun shining down on Gullet Quarry in the Malvern Hills. Ravens and their pairs are flying over the top. Sun's reflecting off the water. And there's a father and a couple of kids further down, seeing how far they can throw stones into the pond. Lots of signs surround me saying that in the last 6 years there have been 3 fatalities and all sorts of injuries from people trying to swim in here. And nowadays it's quite a glorious spot. There's a roughly 60 metre back quarry wall and a 5 to 7 metre deep pond. But what always amazes me when I come here is that there are rocks in front of me, maybe 100 metres away, that are 670 million years old. The Malverns were effectively quarried to almost death from the turn of the century. The evolution of the car, turn of the last century, evolution of the car made a demand for stone for the roads, and the stone on which the Malverns are founded is amongst the hardest that you can find, and therefore it was lucrative for people to just blow holes in the Malvern Hills and take the stone away. But it's only when you come back to a place like this and you, at first glimpse, you think, yeah, this is quite nice, but then you realise what would have been here is effectively nothing. It would have been like the surrounding countryside, just covered in trees and things, and there's an enormous man-made hole now, which in some ways is appealing. We've got kind of a small lake and a cliff behind it. In other ways, it's just an eyesore. And quite often, when you kind of think of how old you are and how old your parents are and how old your grandparents are, and then you come and you touch rock here, and the Silurian beds on the other side of the pond are 430 million years old, but the pegmatites just off to my right, red intrusive rocks, they date, as I said earlier, from 670 million years old. And that's just bonkers. The sun isn't really starting to go down because I don't think it's got out yet today. It's quite damp. You can just hear the ravens. There's a couple of mating pairs of buzzards flying around as well. And it's a wonderful time to be out in the hills. Anyway, I've got various little checkpoints and exercises to plan for some navigation lessons that I'm doing in the next couple of weeks with groups over here in the Malvern Hills, and bring them to little places like this, little out-the-way places, where they can learn to navigate, and at the same time they can look back in time, as it were. It's all good fun playing in the outdoors. That's all for now from the Path Less Travel. Thanks, bye-bye.